哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah. Good morning to all brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主的恩典啊，在这个灵恩会的第三天，我们一同在早上在这里一同来聚集来学习。
I thank God for His grace that on the third day of the spiritual convocation this morning we can all be gathered here.
啊，那我们今天早上要继续从米迦的神像啊来做我们信仰上面啊的我们的学习。
This morning we shall continue to study for our spiritual life using Micah's idolatry.
原本按照我原本的计划
According to my previous schedule,
应该在昨天下午米迦的事迹就要全部讲完
By yesterday afternoon, I should have completed all the study regarding Micah.
但是计划永远赶不上变化
However, plans cannot catch up to changes.
所以到目前为止我们米迦的事迹还没有讲到一半。
Therefore, until now, we have not even covered half of the incident of Micah.
所以我昨天晚上深深的自我检讨。
Last night, I did a consideration of myself.
为什么会有现在这种状况出现呢
？To reflect upon myself, why has this happened?
想了想之后，得到了一个可能的答案。
After my reflection, I obtained a probable answer.
我知道了。
I know it.
一定是我讲话太慢。
It must be because I spoke too slowly.
所以我们再更快。
So we need to speed up a little.
OK 吗？不 OK。好，那我们就继续从米迦的事迹来做学习。
So we continue to study the incident of Micah.
啊，能够学多少都没有关系。
No matter how much we have learned, it's okay.
只要对我们的信仰有帮助，这个最重要。
As long as it is beneficial to our faith.
我们请翻到士师记的第十七章。
Let's refer to Judges chapter 17.
士师记的第十七章。
Judges chapter 17.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你不用紧张。第五节，这米迦有了神像，又制造以弗德和家中的神像。分派他的一个儿子做祭司第六节
Verse 6
那时以色列中没有王个人任意而行第七节
7
犹大伯利恒有一个少年人是犹大族的利未人在那里寄居第八
Verse 8
这人离开犹大伯利恒城要找一个可住的地方行路的时候到了以法莲山地走到米迦的家第九节
Verse 9
米迦问他说你从哪里来他回答说从犹大伯利恒来我是利未人要找一个可住的地方第十节
Verse 10
米迦说你可以住在我这里我以你为父为祭司我每年给你十舍客勒银子一套衣服和度日的食物利未人就进了他的家十一节
11.
利未人情愿与那人同住那人看这少年人如自己的儿子一样十二节
12.
米迦分派这少年的利未人做祭司他就住在米迦的家里十三节
13.
米迦说现在我知道神必赐福给我因我有一个利未人做祭司所以我们昨天谈到啊，昨天谈到米迦这个人
Yesterday we've mentioned this Micah, this person
米迦他的问题很大
He had several big problems
为什么他问题很大
Why does he have a big problem?
为什么他的生活当中得不到神赐福
Why did he not receive blessings in his daily life?
他做了很多
He has done a lot
付出很大
He has paid a great price
用了很多的心思
He had used a lot of thinking
但是到最后却是惹神的愤怒不得神的喜悦
However, in the end, he had incurred the wrath of God and he did not please God.
所以我们昨天谈到他的第一个问题
Yesterday, I've mentioned one of his problems.
行为有问题
He had some problem in his actions.
因为行为很恶劣
Because of his evil actions.
所以不管他再怎么努力的去拜神
So no matter how diligent he was to worship God.
到最后神仍然不垂听
In the end,God did not listen to him.
我们昨天讲到他的第二个问题。
Yesterday we have also mentioned the second problem.
第二个问题就是他对信仰、对神缺乏了解，而且缺乏尊重。
His second problem was that he did not understand of, and did not revere God.
所以呢，虽然他在拜神，
even though he was worshiping God,
但是他在用自己的方式来拜神。
However, he was using his own method to worship God.
所以虽然他做的很多，
therefore, even though he had done a lot,
但是因为没有按照规矩，
because he did not adhere by the method,
所以所做的都不会蒙纪念。
Therefore, everything that he had done was not remembered by God.
在昨天下午的祷告会，我们有谈过。
In the afternoon prayer session, we have mentioned
说人在场上比武
that as an athlete in the field,
非按规矩就不得赏赐
without observing the rules, he will not receive the prize.
人在参与圣工
for a person to participate in holy work,
非按规矩
If he does not obey the rules,
就不得荣耀
and he will not be receiving the glory.
所以是的，你有热心很好。
It's good that you are fervent.
你花很多时间，付出很多努力，用了很多的心血。
You've spent all your time and energy and might.
但是你所做的如果没有按照圣经要求的规矩，
But if what you have done is not according to the orders of the Bible,
做的再多也是枉然。
The more you do, all these are in vain.
在纽约，在法拉盛的街上哦。
In New York, in a particular street.
有一间很大很大很大的华人教会。对不起，有一间很大的韩国人教会。
There was this very big Korean church.
韩国这个教会非常大，而且有很大很大的停车场。
This Korean church was very huge and magnificent with a big parking lot.
在法拉盛，纽约最贵的地方之一。
It is in one of the most elite districts in New York.
甚至它的停车场还要用巴士来接送。
They even have bus or shuttles to carry people around the parking lot.
很多人，非常非常多人。
There are many people arriving there.
有一次我经过。有一次我经过
，One time I passed by there，
哇，看到他们的停车场车停的满满，里面通通都是人。
I saw there were many cars parked there, and the whole place was having a crowd。
那时候心里的确是有一点羡慕。
Indeed, in my heart, I kind of a little envied。
希望说有一天要是真耶稣教会也能够像这样多好。
I hope that one day if the true Jesus Church were to be like this, how good would that be?
哇，停车场满满是车，停到外面去了。
All the cars filled the whole parking lot, even to the back.
会堂满满都是人，挤到门口了。
The whole chapel was filled with a crowd, even to the doors.
多好。
How good would that be?
但是我继续往前走。
Then I continue to walk.
我就看到他的墙，他那个大楼哈，挂了一个很大很大的一块布哈，一个招牌。
Then I saw what was hanging on the a big wall of the chapel.
我就往上看。
I saw.
它上面写着，大家都应该来拜神。
On it, it says everyone should come to worship God.
但是底下又继续写。
At the bottom, it continued to say.
底下写 Friday night, bingo night.Everybody welcome.
It says Friday night is bingo night. Everybody is welcome.
Everybody win.
Everybody will win.
他说星期五晚上就是玩 bingo, 玩 bingo 的日子。
Friday night is bingo night. Everyone is going to play.
所以大家都来啊，大家都可以赢得奖品。
So many people will come and all of them will win a prize.
我一看说原来这样人才这么多。
So I saw, oh, that is the reason why there's such a crowd.
主啊，不要不要，如果是这样啊，我宁愿不要教会人这么多啊。
I said, Lord, if this is the case, then I'd rather that the church is not filled.
人很多，但是没有人来找神。
Many people have come, but no one has come to worship God.
常常来聚会，但是没有想要得救。
Often come for services, but they don't want to obtain salvation.
那只是浪费彼此的时间，浪费彼此的生命而已。
This is only a waste of each other's time and life.
所以如果今天要来教会，
therefore today if we were to come to church,
我们要很确定自己为什么来教会。
We have to be absolutely sure why we're coming here.
如果我们要参与圣工，
if we want to partake in the holy work,
我们要确定我们所做的工能够得到神的喜悦。
We have to confirm that every work that we have done will please the Lord.
你怎么知道你的工能不能得到神的喜悦？
How do you know that you're pleasing the Lord?
不是看结果，
It's not looking at the result,
而是看过程当中你的心态。
But instead, looking at the process of performing the work.
你有正确的心态，
If you have the correct attitude,
然后你用正确的方法，
and you use the correct method on it,
不管最后的结果如何，
no matter how the outcome might be,
在神眼中都是可喜悦的。
In the eyes of God, this is pleasing in His sight.
所以我们在这里看到米迦对侍奉神没有规矩。
Here we see that Micah did not follow the rules in worshiping God.
不但在自己家中盖神像，
not only did he erect a shrine in his house.
这里讲说他 自己指派了一个儿子来做祭司。
He even consecrated and appointed one of his sons to become the priest.
我们知道说只有利未人，只有利未人亚伦的子孙才可以做祭司。
We know that only a Levite, the descendants of Aaron, is qualified to become a priest.
米迦他们家不是利未人。
Micah did not come from the tribe of the Levites.
他们更不是亚伦的子孙。
All the more, they are not the descendants of Aaron.
但是他为什么能够让他的儿子来做祭司呢？
Then why is it that he could consecrate one of his sons to become the priest?
这是用个人的意志凌驾神的规矩之上。
Because it is due to their own personal determination that they place themselves above God.
我有心要服侍耶。
I have the heart to serve God.
我愿意付出啊。
I'm willing to pay the price.
有人做总比没人做的好。
It's better that someone does the work than nobody does.
我相信神能理解。
I believe that God would understand.
所以我们在规矩上面妥协。
Therefore, we have compromised in the order.
我们失去了起初的原则。
We have lost the initial principle.
我们还沾沾自喜啊，还很得意。
Yet we're so delighted.
所以你看，我的多聪明啊！我想到更好的方法。
We can say, you see, I've come up with a better method.
比神还聪明。
I'm even more smarter than God.
却不知道说所做的一切只是惹神的愤怒。
And yet we do not know that everything that we have done is incurring the wrath of God.
所以有时候人常常给自己找很多的理由跟借口。
Therefore, sometimes many people would seek for excuses for themselves.
把凸显自己的仁义变成一种属灵的美化，你把它美化了。
We have beautified our own personal plans and schedules.
他只是想要他的儿子做祭司。
He only wanted his son to become the priest.
所以他就说，那我的儿子就做祭司吧。
So he said, let me appoint my son to become the priest.
如果有任何人质问，
If anyone would be able to ask,
他会告诉你说，我也是好心啊。
I would answer by saying, it comes from my good heart.
有祭司总比没有的好吧。
Isn't it better to have a priest than no one becoming a priest?
你看，我现在有人能够服侍神。
You see, now someone can serve the Lord.
虽然有一点点不符合规矩。
Even though this is a slight deviation from the rules.
虽然这件事神说不可以。
Even though that God says this is not correct.
但是只要我有心。
But as long as I have the heart to do it.
过程手段就不要计较太多了。
The methods and the process, let's not be calculative of it.
很多时候我们今天用这种心态在服事。
Many a times we serve the Lord in this way.
只要我有心。
As long as I have the heart.
我也是为教会好。
This is good for the church.
过程方法你们就不要太计较了。
Don't pay attention too much to the process or the methods.
这是一种自我的欺骗跟自我的安慰。
This is lying to oneself and deceiving oneself.
圣经里面有告诉我们哦。
The Bible also tells us.
圣经里面告诉我们说啊，不可能作恶以成善。
The Bible says it is impossible for you to accomplish good by doing evil.
这个在罗马书的第三章啊。
It's recorded in Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章里面说啊，你们不要讲哦，我可以作恶以成善。
In Romans chapter 3, it says that do not say I can accomplish good by doing evil.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
因为那个时候啊，有一些基督徒。
Because at that time there were some Christians.
他们不想守道理。
They didn't want to keep the truth.
还是想要活在罪恶当中。
They want to continue to live in sin.
所以他们就发明了一套新的理论。
Therefore, they have created a brand new theory.
叫做作恶以成善。
Which is to use evil.To accomplish good.
他说：“你看，神是何等的伟大，神是何等的慈爱。”
They say, see how great is the Lord, how merciful He is.
他的罪啊，他的洗净我们的罪，他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
His precious blood has washed our sins away.
我怎么样让大家看到神的慈爱呢？
How can I make people see the grace of God?
我要不断的去犯罪。
I need to continue to sin.
我一直犯罪，一直犯罪。
The more I sin.
然后神不断的洁净我，不断的洁净我。
And God continued to cleanse me again and again.
你看，我借着犯罪来彰显了神的伟大的赦免跟慈爱啊。
Don't you see that by me sinning, I have expounded the glorious mercy of God?
非常得意。
They're very delighted.
你看啊，因为有我犯罪，才凸显神慈爱的伟大。
You see, only by me sinning, I can contrast.The greatness of God.
所以我作恶是为了神。
So the reason why I continue to do evil is because of God.
我犯罪使神得到荣耀。
Because I sin, I have glorified God.
神怎么能够惩罚我呢？
How can God punish me then?
神应该要奖赏我才对。
God only need to reward me.
其实它的本质是什么？
What is the basic essence of it?
本质就是人活在罪中，人仍然被欲望所控制。
The basic essence is that man is still living in sin and is enslaved by the desires.
所以保罗在罗马书第三章告诉我们。
Therefore, Romans chapter 3, Paul says,
他说不可能作恶以成善。
You cannot accomplish good. by doing evil.
其实啊，在美国的历史当中
，actually in the history of the United States，
有一个非常有名的人物叫做金恩博士，那个人权的那个 Martin Luther King Jr.
There was a very famous person called Martin Luther King Jr.
他也留下了一句很有名的话。
He also left a very good statement.
他说：“邪恶的手段永远不可能完成善良的目的。”
He said an evil method cannot accomplish a good ending.
因为手段是种子。
Because the methods are the seeds.
结果就是他结出的果实，他的树。
The consequences are the fruits of the tree.
邪恶的手段最后只能结出邪恶的果实。
Evil seeds can only produce bad fruits.
所以我们不要自我欺骗。
So let us not deceive ourselves.
在侍奉主的路上，在参与圣工的过程。
In the servitude of God, in the journey of participation.
我们的心态，我们做事的方法是要谨慎战兢的。
Our attitude, the way we do holy work, we should be standing in fear.
不要给自己很多理由，偏移行事，走绕来绕去。
Do not turn around the bends and give yourselves a lot of excuses.
给自己很多理由说，我也是为了教会，我也是为了圣工。
Do not give yourself excuses by saying, I'm doing this because of the church, because of the holy work.
在神的眼中，只要你不守规矩。
In the eyes of God, as long as you do not abide by the rule,
你所做的就是恶事。
Whatever that you have done are evil deeds.
所以在这里，他让自己的儿子出来。
Therefore here, he has sacrificed his own son.
虽然好像有了祭司。
Even though it looked like there is a priest.
在神的眼中却是要遭咒诅的。
But in the eyes of God, he's incurring.God's curse.
我们看十七章第十三节。
Let's refer to chapter 17, verse 13.
我们刚读过说，现在有一个真正的立位人出现了。
We have just read that now there is a true Levite that is coming out as a priest.
所以你看米迦马上把他接到家里来，请他做祭司。
You see that Micah quickly welcomed him to his home to become a priest.
从这一节你知道什么？
From this verse, what can you tell?
米迦知不知道祭司要立位人？他是知道的，他知道哦。
Does Micah know that a priest needs to be a Levite? Yes, he knew that.
所以他知道他自己家中那个叫做伪祭司啊，伪啊，山寨版的，假的啊，伪祭司。
He knew very well that in his house there existed a fake priest.
但是现在出现一个正牌的立位人。
But now the true one has come.
马上啊，这个米迦就说：“你来我家，你来我家。”
Immediately, Micah said, "Please come to my house."
我付你钱，我养你。
I will pay you and raise you.
你就要做我家的祭司。
You shall become the priest of my family.
结果这个少年人就去了。
And then this young man went.
我们刚读第十三节，我们再读一次。
Let's continue to read again, verse 13.
这里米迦说：“现在我知道神必赐福于我。”因我有一个立位人做祭司。
Then Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since I have a Levite as a priest."
我们如果仔细去看这个米迦的对话
，If we continue to see the dialogue between Micah,
你会觉得说，米迦这个人很像小朋友。
We can tell that Micah was like a little kid.
真的，如果你不去看他的年纪
，It's true if you don't see how old he was.
你会发觉说，他的讲话很像一个十五六岁的那种。叛逆期的少年人
，It looked like he was in his rebellious, 15-16-year-old times.
没钱偷妈妈的。
When you have no money, you steal from your parents.
这个叛逆期就是这样哦。
Those rebellion times are like this.
然后呢，好像扮家家哦，我在自己房间，我来盖一个神像。
And then you start to build an idol in your own room.
我需要一个祭司。哎呀，儿子，你来做祭司吧。
Oh, I need a priest. Oh, my son, you be the priest.
你们很像那个五六岁的小朋友，一群人在办家家酒啊。
It's like all the five-year-olds and the six-year-olds, they're all playing games.
我来做王子，你来做公主。
Oh, I shall be the prince and you are the princess.
你来做祭司，你做祭司。
Hey, you become the priest.
其实呢，你可以感觉到说，米迦这个人啊，他这个人非常非常的幼稚。
Actually, you can see that Micah was very, very childish.
到后来啊，出现一个立位人了。
And in the end, there come a Levite.
好高兴啊，把这个立位人，正牌立位人接回家里。
He was so happy to find a true Levite and welcomed him to his home.
然后你看他说什么
？And then what did he say?
我现在知道。
Now I know.
神一定会赐福给我。
That the Lord will be good to me.
为什么神会赐福给我
？Why would God be good to me?
现在我有一个立位人了。
Since I have a Levite.
你看他的观念里面。
Look at his thinking.
神会不会赐福给我
？Will God bless me.
跟我有谁在我身边是有直接的关系的。
It is directly related to who I have beside me.
因为我家有利未人。
Because I have a Levite in my home.
所以神一定会赐福给我。
Therefore God will surely be good to me.
因为我家里有个传道爸爸。
Because I have a father who is a pastor.
所以神一定会赐福给我。
So God must bless me.
因为我爷爷是伟大的工人。
Because my grandfather is a great worker.
所以我在神的眼中一定是像尊贵的王子一样。
Therefore in the eyes of God I must be a precious prince.
其实这是一种非常幼稚的心态。
Actually, this is a very childish thing.
将信仰建立在对个人的崇拜上面。
You're establishing your faith on the idol worshiping of someone.
米迦拜谁？
Who is Micah worshiping?
米迦不是拜神。
Micah wasn't worshiping God.
米迦原本是在拜那个神像。
In the beginning, Micah was worshiping the idol.
现在改来拜这个利未少年人。
And now he's worshiping this Levite young man.
因为我有这个利未人。
Because I have this Levite young man.
神就一定会赐福给我。
But God must be blessing me.
所以他的眼里看到的是谁？
So who did he see in his eyes?
他的信仰建立在哪里？
Where is his faith built upon?
建立在利未人这个身份上面。
On this Levite person.
那所以我们今天要非常谨慎。
So today we have to be very careful.
很多时候啊，人会有崇拜英雄或崇拜偶像的本能。
Many a times men will have their heroes or a person that they are worshipping as idol.
这个人好棒。
This person is so great.
那个人了不起。
That person is very good.
又有恩赐又有能力。
He has talents and he's very strengthened with might.
哇，这个人讲话非常有口才。
This person is very eloquent.
那个人按手有神的能力出现。
That person have the gift of laying hands.
所以常常啊，到最后啊，信仰就建立在某个人的身上。
So in the end, we're building our faith on a particular person.
但是啊，我们都知道，当耶稣在变帽山上。
But we know that our Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
主耶稣到变帽山上，容貌放光。
The Lord Jesus, he was transfigured. On that mountain.
圣经里面讲说，摩西跟以利亚在山上显现。
The Bible says Moses and Elijah appeared on the mount.
摩西是谁？
Who is Moses?
神家全然尽忠的仆人。
He is a very faithful worker in the house of God.
以色列的民族英雄。
He is a hero of the Israelites.
律法的代言人。
He was the person who proclaimed the law.
神家中的好仆人，好工人。
He was a good worker in the house of God.
两百万人的领袖。
For the leader of 2 million people,
举起杖就降下十灾。
The moment he raises his staff, the 10 plagues.
所以在以色列人的眼中，摩西是个了不起的英雄。
So in the eyes of the Israelites, he was a very glorious leader.
以利亚是谁
？Who is Elijah?
以利亚被称为黑暗中的明灯。
Elijah was the light in darkness.
被称为烈火的先知。
He was called the prophet of fire.
他一举手祷告，火就从天上降下来。
The moment he raises his hands up to heaven to pray, fire came down.
是黑暗时期当中最伟大的先知。
He was the greatest prophet in the times of darkness.
所以呢，摩西代表了他们一个时代的成就。
So Moses represented their accomplishment of that generation.
以利亚代表神大能的显现。
But Elijah represented the power of God.
所以有人崇拜摩西。
So many people worshipped Moses.
讲律法，讲英雄。
Talking about law, about heroes.
有人崇拜以利亚。
Some people admired Elijah.
讲神迹，讲奇事。
Talking about miracles and works.
但是圣经里面告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
他说，当云彩过去了。
That when the clouds have departed.
说独见耶稣一人。
They saw only one person, which is the Lord Jesus.
如果你把你的信仰建立在摩西的身上。
If you have established your faith on Moses,
摩西不见了，你要怎么办？
The moment Moses disappeared, what are you going to do?
如果你只喜欢以利亚，因为他会行神迹。
But if you only love Elijah because he can perform miracles,
以利亚没有了，你要何去何从？
When Elijah was no longer there, where are you?
所以我们不要把信仰建立在任何人的身上。
Therefore, let us not build our faith on a particular person.
我们来看马太福音的第十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章的第七节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 17.
第七节。
Verse 7, rather.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他们走的时候，耶稣就对众人议论约翰说：你们从前出到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？第八节。
Verse 8.
你们出去到底要看什么？是要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里。第九。
Nine.
你们出去究竟是为什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。你看在这里这几节里面，主耶稣连续问了三次。
You see the Lord Jesus ask three questions at one time.
你要看什么？
What are you going to see?
你要看什么？
What are you going to see?
你们出去到底要看什么？
Why did you go out? What are you going to see?
那个时候很多人啊，到处在外面啊，寻找先知，寻找弥赛亚。
At that time, many people went out to look for the prophet, for the Messiah.
有人就跟随约翰，有人来跟随耶稣。
Some people followed John, and some people followed Jesus.
约翰没有很高兴。
John was not delighted.
耶稣也没有给他们拍拍手。
And Jesus did not applaud them either.
耶稣说：“你到底要看什么？”
So Jesus asked, what did you go out to see?
连续三次你要看什么？你到底要看什么？你究竟出来要看什么？
Consecutively, the Lord Jesus asked three times, what is it that you are going to see?
你要看风吹的芦苇吗？
Do you want to see a reed shaken by the wind?
风吹过芦苇，摇来晃去的。
When the wind pass by, the reed will be shaken.
有人的信仰就是这样啊，一下跑这边，一下晃那边，没有定向。
Many people's faith are like this. At one time, it'll fall down to one side or the other.
有人要看穿细麻衣的。
Some people wanted to see people who are clothed in soft garments.
哇，看这个有钱有势有能力了不起的。
Those who are of the elite, the powerful and very strong.
他一定是神特别祝福才会这么成功。
They must be blessed by God so that they are so accomplished.
谁告诉你的？
Who tell you that?
你到底在看什么？
What are you going to see?
你是来看先知吗？
Are you looking at a prophet?
主耶稣告诉你说啊，你出来看的不只是先知而已。
Lord Jesus said, the reason why you come out to see is not only a prophet.
你必须要看见的那一位是比先知大多了。
The person whom you should see should be bigger than the prophet.
所以我们到底信仰在看什么？
So in our faith, who are we actually seeing?
你是在看这个利未人吗？
Are you looking at this Levite?
你是在看摩西做你的英雄？
Are you looking at up to Moses because he's your hero?
还是要看以利亚等他为你降为你行神迹呢？
Or are you waiting upon Elijah to perform miracles for you?
信仰建立在人的身上。
When we build our faith on a particular person,
这信仰没有根基不稳固，最后只有倒塌的结果。
Our faith are not rooted and we're not steady. At the end, we will collapse and fall.
米迦的信仰看到的只有少年人，少年利未人。
In the eyes of faith of Micah, he only saw this Levite young man.
他并不认识神。
He did not know God.
自然不会得到神的赐福。
Naturally, he will not inherit God's blessings.
所以这个是米迦的问题。
This is the problem of Micah.
幼稚的行为。
He was so childish in his thinking.
幼稚的信仰。
He was childish in his faith.
使他最后得不到任何的奖赏。
So that in the end, he could not inherit any reward.
那我们既然讲到这个利未的少年人，利未族的少年人。
Since we're talking about this Levite young man.
那我们就来看看这个第三个人物。
Let's see the third character.
啊，终于超过一半了。
Finally, I have passed through half of my sermons.
我们来看一下这个利未的少，那个利未族的少年人。
Let's focus on this Levite young man.
第七节。
Verse 7.
士师记的第十七章的第七节。
Judges chapter 17, verse 7.
犹大伯利恒有一个少年人是犹大族的利未人。他在那里寄居。第八节。
Verse 8.
这人离开犹大伯利恒城，要找一个可住的地方。行路的时候，到了以法莲山地，走到米迦的家。在这里，我们看到有一个少年人。
Here we can see there is this young man.
其实你看他的介绍蛮有趣的。
We can see that the introduction is very interesting.
他说他是犹大族的利未人。
It says here that he's a Levite from Judah.
我们可能看不太懂。
Perhaps we cannot understand this.
利未族就利未族，犹大族就犹大族。什么叫做犹大族的利未人
？What does a Levite have to do with Judah? Why does it need to relate to one another?
因为那个时候的利未人，他们并没有产业。
Because at that time the Levites did not have any inheritance.
按照神对摩西的吩咐
，According to the commands by the Lord to Moses,
利未人是不承受地业的。他们在分土地的时候，利未人不承受地业。
When they were distributing the lands, the Levites did not accept any lands.
所以利未人是分散在以色列各支派当中。
Therefore, the Levites were dispersed among the Israelites.
每一个支派都要留几座城，就是利未人的城。
Every tribe will come up with some cities, and these cities belong to the Levites.
以色列百姓有供养利未人的责任。
The nation of the Israel have the responsibility to raise up this Levite.
啊，利未人的工作是什么
？What is the job duty of the
Levite? 当他们分散在以色列各地
，When they're dispersed among Israel,
就可以在各地将神的律法教导给当地各支派的百姓。
They can pass down the commands and the laws and statutes of God to the Israelites.
所以才在这里讲说犹大族的利未人。
Therefore, here we see a Levite from the land of Judah.
啊，他是利未人，他是利未支派。
He is truly a Levite.
但是他所被分配的范围是帮助照管犹大支派上的土地。
But the district in which he was assigned to was to teach this Judah area.
所以他们是在犹大族当中利未城里的利未人。
So he lived in the Levite city in the land of Judah.
协助犹大支派的百姓来认识神，明白神的律法。
To help and assist the people of Judah to know God.
按照他们的规矩。
According to their rules.
因为你是犹大族这里的利未人。
Because you're a Levite assigned to the tribe of Judah.
你的责任就是留在这里帮助当地的百姓。
Your responsibility is to help the people of that place.
你不能随便离开。
You cannot leave that place anyhow.
因为你是这些百姓信仰上的导师。
Because you are a counselor and leader of the people here.
你有责任要把神的话语传讲给百姓明白。
You have the responsibility to proclaim the word of God to the people.
这里却说这个少年人离开了犹大地。
But here yet it says this young man departed from the land of Judah.
不但离开犹大地，还跑很远，跑到以法莲山地来了。
Not only did he leave Judah, he went to the faraway mountains of Ephraim.
圣经里面没有讲说这个少年人为什么离开了犹大支派。
The Bible did not record the reason for his departure.
有几个可能。
There are many possibilities.
第一个可能，因为没有人供养他。
Firstly, because perhaps there's no one that raised him.
因为利未人他们本身没有土地。
Because the Levite did not have any land.
所以他们的生活的需要都是靠百姓供应的。
So their daily sustenance should be provided by the people.
十分之一献到神的殿。
The tithe should come into the house of God.
其中有一部分是给利未人做生活上的需要。
And a part of that tithe will go into the Levite to so that they can sustain themselves daily.
但是如果百姓不再供养啊，当百姓不再奉献
，But the moment when the people of God did not offer,
利未人可能就会失去了生活上的来源。
The Levites might lose their source of daily income.
所以有一个可能是没有人供养，所以利未人就离开了。
So there's a possibility that no one is offering to raise this Levite.
有另外一个可能。
There's another possibility.
因为圣经这里特别一直强调他是一个少年人。
The Bible here continue to emphasize that he was a young man.
因为是少年人，可能觉得常常在犹大地啊，觉得很无聊。
Because he was a young man, perhaps he felt a little bored staying at one place in Judah.
都在这个城市，都在利未城，都在这个城市里。
Settling in the same city of Judah.
走来走去就是这么大的世界。
The big, everywhere you went, it's that big.
看来看去都是这些脸孔。
Looking around are all the same faces.
所以啊，年轻人可能对外面的世界有憧憬。
So perhaps this young man had an ambition to the outside world.
想要出去啊，探索世界上其他的地方。
He wanted to embark on an adventure to see the other places.
不管是什么原因。
No matter what the reason was.
这里告诉我们说，这个利未的少年人抛弃了自己的职分。
But here it seems that this Levite from Judah had left his own position.
离开了他的岗位。
He left his responsibilities.
所以当一个人离开了他的岗位。
When a person leaves his responsibility.
当一个人失去了他的职分。
When he has lost his position.
他自然而然失去了从神那里得到的荣耀。
Naturally he has lost the glory that he had received from God.
在上个星期在Cerritos教会的灵恩会。
Last week in the spiritual convocation in Cerritos Church,
我跟那边的信徒一起看了一段在以西结书的44章。
Together with the believers, I studied a particular passage in the book of Ezekiel.
我们来看以西结书的44章。
The book of Ezekiel 44.
以西结书的44章。
Ezekiel chapter 44.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。以色列人走迷离开我的时候。祭司利未人撒都的子孙仍看守我的圣所他们必亲近我侍奉我并且侍立在我的面前将脂油与血献给我这是主神说的16节
16.
他们必进入我的圣所就近我的桌前侍奉我守我所吩咐的在这一段里面告诉我们
In this passage it tells us,
同样都在侍奉神
In the same way, they're all serving God.
同样都是利未人。
They're all Levites.
在这里却讲到两种完全不一样的利未人。
But here it refers to two different types of Levites.
有一种利未人虽然也来服事。
There's one type of Levite, even though they came to work, serve God.
神说你不准接近我。
God says, far be from you to enter.
也不准触碰我的圣物。
To come near my table.
但是对撒都的子孙
But to the descendants of Zadok,
神却说你要亲近我要侍奉我要赶快到我前面来
He said you have to come to me, come before me, quickly
为什么
Why?
他说当以色列人走迷了路
Because when the Israelites were misled
当利未人抛弃了自己的职分
When the Levites have left their post
他说撒都的子孙一直没有离开
The sons of Zadok have never left their post
在最困难的时候
In their most difficult times
才能够看出一个人真正信仰的本质
A person's faith can be seen whether it's true or not
环境很困难
The environment is so difficult
以色列人不再供应给利未人他们的需要
The Israelites did not offer to help the Levites anymore
生活有困难家中没饭吃
When their daily necessities become a trouble,
对所有的利未人来讲都是一样的。
To all the Levites, they all experience the same way.
问题一样，现实一样，环境一样，困难一样。
With the same problem, reality and environment.
但是有人选择离开。
But some people chose to leave.
因为什么？面对现实，所以放弃。
Why? Because they have to face reality, they have to give up.
很多时候，我们今天会用现实来告诉自己。
Many a times we use reality to tell ourselves.
现实很困难。
Reality is very difficult.
所以我必须要放弃我信仰的一些原则。
Therefore, I have to give up some of my faith principles.
环境很困难。
The environment is so difficult.
所以神一定会理解的。
Therefore, God will surely understand.
然后自我安慰就离开了。
Then we can console ourselves and leave.
但是有些人虽然面对一样的现实
，But for some people, even though they face the difficulty,
他们却能够超越现实，看到现实以上的神。
They can transcend the reality and saw this God that helped them transcend.
以色列人不给他们饭吃。
The Israelites did not offer up food for them to eat.
利未人没饭吃。
The Levites did not have anything to eat.
撒都的子孙一样没饭吃。
The sons of Zadok, the same way, they did not have food.
有人选择离开。
Some people chose to leave.
但是撒都的子孙却选择看守神的圣所。
But the sons of Zadok kept charge of God's sanctuary.
他们有饿死吗
？Were they in famine?
没有，他们一样得到神的保全。
In the same way, they were preserved by the Lord.
所以环境不是问题。
Therefore, the environment was not a problem.
困难从来不是最大的障碍。
Our tribulations are not our greatest obstruction.
所缺乏的乃是面对困难倚靠神的勇气。
What we lack is the courage to face our troubles.
因为困难有一天会过去。
Because these troubles will one day pass away.
所以利未人没有饭吃，所以他们离开了。
The Levites did not have food to eat, and they left.
困难离开了。
The problem
困难改变了。
The problem was changed.
以色列人又开始供应了。
The Israelites later on offered a food.
信仰又重新恢复了。
Then the faith were rejuvenated.
离开的利未人又回来了。
The people Levites who left came back.
哇，好，感谢主啊，一切又恢复正常。
Thank God, everything resumed as normal.
有正常吗
？Is it normal?
有一件事情永远没有办法被挽回。
There was one thing that cannot be recovered.
就是曾经的利未人抛弃了自己的职分。
The Levites that have left their posts and duties.
因此，他们失去了自己的荣耀。
Therefore, they have lost their own glory.
所以，虽然他们回来了，好像一样啊，又开始服侍了。
Even though in the same way they returned and it looked like everything's the same,
they
continue to serve.
神说：“你不要接近我。”
God said, "Please do not come near me."
你不要接近我。
Do not come near.
不准碰我的圣物。
You cannot touch my sacred things.
因为你曾经离弃了你的职分。
Because you have once departed from your post.
所以我们今天要特别谨慎。
Therefore, today we have to be very careful.
在最困难的时候要更加的坚持。
In the most difficult moments, we have to keep charge.
因为在这个时候才能够真正看清楚。你自己的信仰是如何建造的
Because only by these moments can we detect what our faith is built by.
在平安无事的时候
In those times of prosperity.
常常我们看自己其实看得不是很清楚
Many a times we do not see ourselves clearly.
有时候我们看到保罗在讲啊，建造信仰
Sometimes we see Paul was building on faith.
我们在讲在哥林多前书啊，讲到建造信仰
In 1 Corinthians, he talked about building our faith.
他说啊，有人用金银宝石，有人用草木合接。
Some people use gold, silver, to build their faith. But some people use wood and hay.
我们读到这一节有什么感觉
？When we read this verse, what feelings do we have?
你会这样子痛哭流涕说，我就是那个草木合接吗？从来很少很少看到啊。
Will you read this verse in tears and say that I'm the person who built my faith in hay and wood?
啊，但是啊，你会大胆的说，我就是金银宝石吗？也没有，也没有啊。大家都还蛮谦卑的，感谢主啊。
As many of us proclaim that my faith is built up with gold and silver.
我们不好意思说自己是金银宝石。
Perhaps not because we feel ashamed.
但是我们却很少看到或认为自己会沦落到草木合接的地步。
But very rarely can we detect or reckon ourselves to befall just like made from hay and straw.
所以在内心的最深处。
So from within the deepest of our heart.
教会里的老信徒。
We are old believers in the church.
我们啊常常觉得说，或许我没有保罗这么优。
Perhaps I'm not as good as Paul.
或许我没有彼得这么好。
Perhaps I'm not as good as Peter.
那其实，可是我应该还是不错的。
But I think I'm pretty good.
挺好。
I'm quite good.
应该没问题。
I should have no problem.
你不知道。
You don't know.
你不知道，我也不知道。
You don't know, and I don't know.
因为在这个时候。
Because at this time.
你我看起来都蛮好的。
You and me look pretty good.
哦，所以你甚至其实你不是故意忽略哦。
Actually, you're not.
你不是自我欺骗，你不是在骗自己。
You're not deceiving yourself on purpose.
只是有时候我们看自己真的看不是很清楚。
Because truly, sometimes we cannot clearly see ourselves.
所以有火会出来。
Therefore, sometimes the fire may come out.
火烧一烧，你就看清楚了。
When you are burned by the fire, you can see clearly.
平安无事的时候，大家都是哈利路亚。
When everything is smooth sailing, you will say hallelujah.
大家都是好人，好基督徒。
Everyone are good Christians.
患难临到。
When trouble comes.
考验临到。
Our trials come.
火发现出来烧一烧。
When the fire come to burn us.
有时候这是一件好事。
Sometimes this is a good thing.
因为对我们来说，当火一烧下去，
because for us, when the fire burns us,
我们才突然把自己看得很干净，把自己看得很清楚。
Out of a sudden, we can see ourselves clearly.
原来我没有自己想象的这么好。
It turned out that I am not as good as I thought.
原来我之前建造的差不多就是草木合秸。
It turned out that my faith all this time has been built like straw and hay.
这是好事。
This is a good thing.
因为烧下去，当你把自己看得清楚，
because the moment we are burned and we can see clearly,
你就可以重新开始建造一个更好的建筑。
We can once again erect a good building.
不是这样子吗？
Isn't it good?
所以当这个火发现了，
Therefore, when this fire has,
当患难临到，
and this adversity comes,
说这个考验是让我们更好。
This trial will let us to become better.
如同约伯所说的，
Just as Job said,
说当他试炼我之后，
After I've been tried,
说我必如金金一样，
I am refined as gold.
诗篇119篇也是这样告诉我们。
Psalms 119 also tells us,
他说在受苦以前我走迷了路。
I miss my way before I'm tried.
但是在受苦之后呢？
But after my troubles,
我找到了我的神。
I have found my God.
所以我们不要害怕苦难。
Therefore, let us not be afraid of adversity.
因为借着苦难的考验，使我们看清楚自己。
Because through our trials and tribulations, these let us see ourselves
clearly. 但是这个利未的少年人，
But this Levite young man,
在患难当中，困难里面，
In his troubles and difficulties,
没有办法继续忍受寂寞。
He could not continue to withstand his loneliness.
拒绝面对困难的生活。
He has rejected the life in trouble.
所以他离开了。
Therefore he had left his post.
当你离开你的本位，
The moment you depart from your stand,
你就失去了你的荣耀。
You have lost your glory.
原本有尊荣的利未人，
In the beginning the Levites were glorious.
最后却流落成为一户人家家中的祭司。
In the end he had become only a priest of a particular household,
还是偶像的祭司，
and even a priest of an idol.
我们来看一下四十，我们再看回来四世纪的第十七章。
Let's return back to Judges chapter 17.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
米迦说：“你可以住在我这里，我以你为父为祭司，我每年给你十舍客勒银子、一套衣服和度日的食物。”利未人就进了他的家。在这里啊，我们看到一个很悲哀的场景。
Here we can see a very pathetic scene.
利未人属谁？
Who does the Levite belong to?
利未人是属于神的。
The Levites belong to God.
在民数记的第十八章里面告诉我们。
In the book of Numbers chapter 18.
我们看一下民数记的第十八章。
Let's refer quickly Numbers chapter 18.
民数记的第十八章。
Numbers chapter 18.
十八章的第二十节，十九节。
Chapter 18, verse 19.
十九节，凡以色列人所献给神圣物中的举祭，我都赐给你和你的儿女做永得的份，就是你和你的后裔。第二十节。
20.
神对亚伦说：“你在以色列人的境内，不可有产业在他们中间，也不可有份。”我就是你的份，是你的产业。而在这里啊，特别告诉我们，
Here specifically tells us,
他说啊，以色列支派当中，
that within the Israelite tribes,
利未人是神所特选出来的，
the Levites were specifically chosen by God,
专门用来侍奉神，
to be a special use to God.
所以利未人不需要有产业，
so the Levites do not need any portion of inheritance.
说神就是他们的产业，
and that God was their inheritance.
所以利未人从来不属于任何人。
So the Levites have never belonged to anyone.
也不属于任何支派。
They have never belonged to any tribe.
他们所属于的是属于天上的神。
All they belong is to God.
他们的责任在于巩固神的会幕。
Their responsibility is to maintain and strengthen the tabernacle.
所以我们如果有看到啊，在旷野当中以色列行进的那个图，那个他们行进那个以色列的 camp 就是他们的帐他们的营啊，以色列 的 营地啊，他们的营地怎么前进啊？
We see the procession of the camps of the Israelites in the wilderness.
你会发觉说其他的支派环绕着会幕在其中。
You see that all the other tribes were surrounding the temple, which is in the middle.
而利未人所负责的就是中间这一块。
And the Levites are only responsible to take care of the one in the middle.
他们不属于任何一个支派。
They do not belong to any tribe.
他们更不可能属于任何一个个人。
They all the more do not belong to any person.
他们只属于神。
They only belong to God.
他们侍奉会幕。
They serve the tabernacle.
他们只听神的吩咐。
They only hear the commands from God.
但是我们看到这个利未的少年人的悲哀。
But we see this pathetic state of this Levite man.
这里说利未人就进了他的家。
This Levite went into his house.
为什么进了他的家？
Why did he go into his house?
因为啊，他说给你十舍客勒一套衣服，还有每天吃的饭。
Because he said, I will give you 10 shekels of silver per year, a suit of clothes, and your sustenance.
利未人一听说一年十舍客勒还有饭吃。
The Levite heard that he could receive 10 shekels of silver and food.
而且每年有新衣服。
And then a new pair of clothes each year.
就被收买了。
He was bought.
就进入他的家。
He went into his house.
从属神的利未人成为属米迦的仆人。
From a Levite that belonged to God, become a Levite that belonged to Micah,
从侍奉神的工人成为 一户人家专属的打手，专属的仆人。
From a worker who served the Lord and become a slave that served only one master.
这是这个利未少年人的悲哀。
This is the pathetic state of this Levite young man.
也是我们今天所有侍奉神的工人所必须要谨慎在心的。
This is a warning to all people who serve the Lord.
你在侍奉谁？
What are you serving?
谁是你的主？
Who is your master?
所以我们在神学院的时候，
So when we're in the theological school,
我们的老师特别一直警告我们，
Our teacher continually warns us,
说啊，小心啊，小心啊。
Be careful, be careful.
不要有饭就吃，人邀就走。人家叫你你就走啊。
Do not eat any food presented to you and do not go when someone calls you.
吃饭了。
Come eat.
哦，好好好好好。
Okay, I'll come.
今天吃sashimi。 哦，好好好好好。
Today we'll eat sashimi.
我不喜欢sashimi。 Okay, 龙虾。
You don't like sashimi? Lobster.
哦，好好好好好。
Okay.
说当你今天很容易就被十舍客的银子给买走了。
Today if you're so easily bought by 10 shekels of silver,
你就没有荣耀。
You don't have glory.
你没有价值。
You don't have value.
更没有资格被称为神的工人。
All the more you're not worthy to be called servant of God.
因为你已经不是在侍奉神。
Because you're not serving God.
你在侍奉自己的肚腹。
You're serving your own belly.
哦，虽然外表看起来好像仍然在侍奉神。
Because outwardly you look like you're serving God.
但是当你进入了某一个人的家中。
But the moment you went into a particular person's house,
成为属于他的祭司。
You belong to him as a priest.
你就丧失了你的资格。
You have lost your right.
你就失去了你的职分。
You have lost your position.
你就丢掉了你的荣耀。
You have thrown away your glory.
你更没有在神眼中更没有侍奉的奖赏。
In the eyes of God, all the more you do not have the rewards of service.
因为你不再属于神。
Because you no longer belong to God.
你属于那一家人啊。
You belong to that particular household.
所以我们今天要特别谨慎。
Today we have to be take heed.
不要为了一点利益把自己的身份给卖掉了。
Don't throw away or sell your position because of a little benefit.
其实呢，不只是讲工人啊。
Actually, this does not only refer to servants of God.
每一个信徒都一样。
Every believer is the same.
哎，他常请我吃饭。
That person often treat me to lunch.
对我这么好。
He's so good to me.
哇，那下次啊，那个选负责人，我一定投给他。
Next time when they elect council members, I will elect him.
你到底是谁的仆人？
Whose servant are you?
几顿饭就把你收买了。
A few meals can buy you away.
哇，吃吃吃吃到忘记自己是属神的。
You eat until you forget that you belong to God.
你拜的是谁？
Who are you worshipping?
你拜的是你的肚腹。
You are worshipping your belly.
你侍奉的是这个请你吃饭的人。
You are serving only that person who treats you to a meal.
所以不要乱吃。
Therefore, don't eat a meal haphazardly.
吃多了会出人命的。
The more you eat too much, you will lose your life.
真的，吃多了会死。
It's true. You eat too much, you will die.
吃多了会胖啦，哈，吃多了会胖。
You eat too much, you will gain weight.
但是乱吃，灵命会死。
But if you eat casually, you will lose your spiritual life.
你会失去你的信仰。
You will lose your faith.
你会失去你的原则。
You will lose your principle.
你会失去你在神眼中的价值。
You will lose your value in the eyes of God.
如果不谨慎的话。
If you do not take heed.
当然，有的信徒他是纯粹用爱心在接待。
Of course, there are a lot of members who, out of love, receive you.
这时候我们要感谢，我们要感谢。
At this time, you should be thankful.
不管他们能够给我们供应的是什么。
Whatever things they can offer to us.
我们都要感谢。
We have to be thankful.
而且在感谢当中跟彼此一起分享，在快乐里面享受这个主里一家的团契。
In gratitude, you shall commune with them and enjoy the fellowship in the Lord.
这是一件美事。
This is a beautiful thing.
因为这个因为在同龄当中能够彼此团契，在快乐当中吃喝是一件美事的。
Because it is a good thing for you to be dining and enjoying fellowship among the brethren.
但是如果有些饮食是出于有目的。
But if some meals come out of particular intent.
他对你好是因为他需要你做什么。
The reason why they're good to you is because they want you to do something.
给你十舍客的，你进我家吧。
I give you 10 shekels of silver. Come into my house.
你要做谁的立位人？
Whose Levite are you going to be?
所以在这里给我们一个警告。
Here it gives us a warning.
你不属于任何人。
You do not belong to anyone.
因为你是神所特别拣选。
Because you are specially chosen by God.
你不是谁家的仆人。
You are not the servant of any family.
因为神已经赐给你荣耀。
Because God already gave you glory.
你是有尊贵的身份。
You have a precious position.
你只有一个主人。
You only have one master.
就是在天上那个荣耀至尊的主。
Which is the glorious Lord and Master in heaven.
千万不要为了十舍客勒就把自己给卖了。
Don't sell yourself too cheap for 10 shekels of silver.
我们看回来，四世纪的第十八章。
Let's refer back to Judges chapter 18.
这个利未人到底是谁？
Who on earth is this Levite?
这个利未少年人到底是谁？
Who is this Levite young man?
我们来看第十八章。
Chapter 18.
四世纪的第十八章。
Judges chapter 18.
十八章的第三十节。
Verse 30.
但人就为自己设立那雕刻的像，摩西的孙子革顺的儿子约拿丹和他的子孙做但支派的祭司，直到那地掳掠的日子。这个利未人到底是谁？
Who is this Levite?
这里说他是摩西的孙子。
He's the grandson of Moses.
真的是很难想象。
It's so hard for us to imagine.
叱咤风云的摩西。
以
色列的民族英雄
Moses who called upon the wind and the sun and he's the hero of the Levites
被称为神家尽忠全然尽忠的仆人
He was called the most faithful worker in the house of God
他的孙子居然跑掉了
His grandson had departed
孙子不但跑掉而且跑去做别人家中偶像的祭司
Not only had he departed but he also left to become the priest of someone who is worshipping idols
其实这是一个很大的悲哀
Actually this is a great tragedy
所以我们今天不要以自己的祖宗为荣耀
So today let us not take glory in our ancestors
当然我们如果有很好的父亲很好的信仰的父亲或者是上一代我们要感谢神
Of course we have to thank God if our previous generationsWere good workers of God.
因为这个是神在他们身上所给予的恩典，能够侍奉是一个恩典。
Because in order for them to serve, this is the grace that God has placed on them.
但是他们再好
，But no matter how good they are,
那是他们跟神之间的关系。
It is their own relationship with God.
问题是你是我，我们本身。
The problem is you and me.
我们今天还会讲说，哎呀，我爸爸是亚伯拉罕。
Today, can we still say my father is Abraham?
我的祖宗了不起。
My ancestor is so great.
以色列人不是常常这样讲吗
？Didn't the Israelites continue to say so?
我们有亚伯拉罕做我们的祖宗。
We have Abraham as our ancestor.
主耶稣怎么讲
？What did Lord Jesus say?
神可以从石头里面给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
God can raise up stones of as descendants of Abraham.
所以你的爸爸是谁？对你信仰在神的眼中，对你得救来讲，并没有任何的关系。
Whoever your father is, this has nothing to do with your own personal salvation in the eyes of God.
在以西结书十四章里面告诉我们啊。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14.
他说啊，有三大义人。
There are three great men.
我们来看一下以西结书的十四章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel, chapter 14.
以西结书的第十四章。
Ezekiel, chapter 14.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
他说其中虽然有挪亚但以理约伯这三人他们只能因自己的义救自己的性命我们再看十六节
And we read verse 16.
虽有这三人在其中主说我指着我的永生启示他们连儿带女都不能得救只能自己得救我们翻过来看 十八节。
Read 18.
虽有这三人在其中，主神说，我指着我的永生启示，他们连儿带女都不能得救，只能自己得救。二十节。
20.
虽有挪亚、但以理、约伯在其中，主神说，我指着我的永生启示，他们连儿带女都不能救，只能因自己的义救自己的性命。在这里，圣经讲得非常清楚。
Here the Bible tells us clearly.
说你的父亲是个义人。
That your father is a righteous man.
感谢主，他可以得救。
Thank God he could be saved.
你的爷爷在信是信仰上很重要的工人。
Your grandfather is a very prominent important person in the faith.
感谢主，他在神眼中有荣耀。
Thank God he had glory in the eyes of God.
但是轮到你本身呢？
But when it comes to you,
他说到最后你要为你自己的得救负责。
In the end, you should be responsible over your own salvation.
挪亚、但以理、他们的约伯、他们的义。自己的义行不能救儿女的。
The righteousness of Noah, Daniel, and Job cannot save their descendants.
他不能说，你看我的义有这么大块，来，我分一块给你啊，没有这种事情。
They cannot say, look, I have such a big block of righteousness, I can give one portion to you.
我们更不要以为啊，因为我的爸爸、我的爷爷是谁，所以我就一定有，我就是这个什么教会中的贵族，这个属灵上的纯正的血统，没有这种事情。
We cannot say that because my father or grandfather is such a person, I am the elite of the church, so I am the pure vine of the church.
这个利未人呢，他的爷爷是摩西耶。
This Levite, his grandfather was Moses.
你爷爷是谁？
Who is your grandfather?
你爷爷有比摩西厉害吗？
Is your grandfather bigger than Moses?
圣经里面讲说，神讲说，在我家全然尽忠，第一名啊，第一名，工人当中第一名啊。
The Bible says, God says that Moses was the number one, most faithful man in the household.
而且还加了一句哦。
And then another sentence.
谦和超过世上众人啊。
He's lowly and gentle, far more than any man on earth.
哇，马上把你爷爷打败了。
Immediately, your grandfather comes not into account.
你说我爷爷很谦卑耶。
You see, my grandfather is very humble. You know.
我爷爷是神家中的重要的工人耶。
My grandfather is a very important person in the house of God.
人家摩西都是第一名，神认证盖章的第一名啊。
You see, Moses was the evidenced by God as the number one.
神说全然尽忠。
God said he is the most faithful.
神说超越世上众人。
Far more than all the men of the earth.
代表什么？代表你爷爷被打败了。
What does this mean that he had defeated your grandfather?
但是在这里说啊，就算是他的孙子，
even if he is his grandson,
离开了本位，
he had departed from his post,
被世界上物质的好处所引诱，
he had been lured by the goodness of the world,
失去了自己尊荣的身份，
he had lost his glorious position,
连儿带女一样都不能救啊，
even his sons and daughters he could not save.
最后给我们一个警告，
in the final state we receive a warning.
这里讲说摩西的孙子格顺的儿子哦，
the grandson of Moses, the son of Gershom.
这里特别讲说他和他的儿子都世代做但支派的祭司啊。
He and his sons were all the priests of Dan.
他们原本是哪里的祭司？
In the beginning, whose priests were they?
犹大支派。
From the tribe of Judah.
现在乱跑，跑到但支派去了。
In the end, they ran away to the tribe of Dan.
但支派后来再很快就被消灭了。但支派的位置，所以他算是十二支派当中很早就被消灭的支派。
Very quickly after this, the tribe of Dan was extinguished.
所以在这里特别警告我们。
So here it specifically warns us.
这个利未人的一个选择。
The choice of this Levite.
脱离自己的职分。
To depart from his own duties.
跑到人的家中去做祭司。
He ran away into someone's household to become a priest.
不只是影响自己。
Not only did he influence himself.
这里讲说他的后代子孙也沦落到别的地方。在不该在的地方做祭司啊。
Here it says their descendants also were located in another tribe.A place where they shouldn't be.
这个是人眼中的祭司而已。
This is a priest in the eyes of men.
因为这个祭司神没有盖章的，神没有盖章的。
Because God did not put a seal on this priest.
神盖的章是什么？
What is the seal that God put?
你是一开始有讲嘛，犹大支派的利未人哦，你是属于犹大支派的。
In the beginning, he belonged to the tribe of Judah. He was a Levite.
那个是你的本分。
That is your duty.
但是啊，你最后沦落到但支派。
But in the end, you have gone to the tribe of Dan.
不只影响到你自己。
Not only did this influence yourself.
害得你的后代子孙也一样失去这个荣耀。
You have harmed your future descendants so that they may lose this glory.
作为所有的父母亲。
So as parents today.
谨慎小心你今天所做的选择。
We have to be careful and take heed of all the choices.That we make today.
因为它影响的不是只有你而已。
Because it does not only influence you.
它可能影响你的 后代世世代代的子孙。
Because it influences your sons and daughters and the future descendants.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.